Good afternoon and welcome to the Narrow Path radio broadcast. My name is Steve Gregg and we're live as we usually are. We weren't yesterday. It was a holiday and the studio that produces the show was closed for the holiday. So we didn't have a live show. But our normal procedures to have live shows like we do now every weekday for an hour and to invite you to call in if you have questions about the Bible or the Christian faith. Or if you have a different viewpoint from the host and want to talk about that, the number to call is 844-484-5737. That number again is 844-484-5737. And we do have some lines open right now. We're going to talk first of all to Brian calling in from New Hampshire. Brian, welcome to the Narrow Path. Thanks for calling.
Yes, hi, Steve. I want to be brief on a point, but I want to bring two parts of it real quick here. I've heard more than once someone calling into your show that's all concerned about racism. And that was a few days ago. A guy was very concerned about the racism and what your point was. Now, I agree that racism is a problem in probably more than one way. But what I have a real issue with is when people will get very upset if you use, say, the N-word towards a black or about a black person, but they will use the Lord's name in vain all day long with no problems at all, and nobody rebukes them for it. And the other point is to it is that a lot of people don't want to talk about Jesus and about what Jesus did for them. But they will use Jesus' name in vain without any problem, even during their cursing and swearing, which is all before God is blasphemy.
Well, I agree with you. I think that things are not likely to change in this country unless there's a revival back in the direction of Christianity, because the reason, of course, that there's sensitivity about racial epithets and not about the use of the name of God or of Jesus in vain is... That the nation is sensitized to racial issues. It's not sensitized to things of God. To my mind, if we lose sensitivity to the things of God, we can't help but go back into a more racist culture, because it's actually Christianity and only Christianity that declares all men to be really equal, made in the image of God. Yes. If you don't have Christianity, then you have religions that are racist in themselves, or you have atheism, which is not intrinsically racist, but Darwin was certainly racist. Darwin thought the black people were inferior because they weren't as highly evolved as white people, he thought. And, of course, atheism is often very racist. Now, unfortunately, racism has been found among people who profess to be Christians, and it should not be. Because, but what it is, of course, it is completely contradictory to Christianity. And so while we have people who are not consistent at anything, we also have people who are not consistent at being Christians. So when you find racism among people who say they're Christians, you're finding someone who doesn't really understand the Christianity that they profess to believe in, or they don't believe it as much as they may pretend. But... if you lose Christianity, if you lose sensitivity to God and to Christ and to the Bible, then there's really nothing to hold back the resurgence of racism. And, of course, there was a lot less racism all back in the 70s, I believe. I think that when I was in high school, when I got out of high school, I think everyone was just not very mindful of race, at least in California. Of course, if you're in the South, that'd be a different thing, or some other places, but... In California, where I live, I don't think I ever met anyone who seemed like a racist, whether they were white, black, Hispanic, you know, Asian, or whatever. But that is changing because, of course, the country is drifting away from its godly sensitivities. And there are people, of course, while they are trying to remove the biblical basis for our society, they're also trying to promote racism. And you can see that all the time. And it's not where the news people say it is. It certainly isn't. It certainly isn't Trump. I've never heard him say a racist remark, but it certainly is in the left's agenda to militate the races against each other, and to accuse those they don't agree with as being racist. So racism is definitely on everyone's tongue these days, and it was kind of a non-issue 50 years ago or 40 years ago, at least in this part of the country. Now, again, I wasn't in the South. I'm sure it was bad there.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, Brent. God bless you.